Organizers say about 30,000 people marched through Milwaukee's downtown. Some carried U.S. flags, others the Mexican flag. Leaders of the marchers are calling for the next president to bring forward a pro-immigration bill within the first 100 days of taking office. Juan Esparza says he came to the U.S. from Mexico about a dozen years ago and doesn't want to go back.
I want to stay here for my son, for my wife, for my parents, for everybody, you know.
A marcher who gave her name as Graciela contends that despite major divisions over immigration reform, the next president can broker an acceptable deal.
Well, we have to be optimistic. We have to have hope for all of us. I hope that they are smart enough and they do something about it.
What gives you any reason for optimism?
That life and things can change everywhere in the world.
Other marchers called on the Bush administration to stop deporting undocumented workers and not to break up families. Turnout at the Milwaukee March was down quite a bit from Latino-led springtime marches the last 2 years. But State Representative Pedro Colon says 30,000 people is still a significant number.
I've yet to see anything that has drawn so many people together for such a long time. I mean, really, the resilience is really what people should focus on. It's really the commitment every year until this gets done.
Today's rallies come as new census estimates indicate Wisconsin's Hispanic population grew another 4% last year to a total of about 270,000 people. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.